trust my captain. I can make it through them all. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind, these waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Till the river runs dry.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky shaking up his cabinet as the Russians strike more targets in western Ukraine. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Kyiv.
Russia launching a brutal assault on Ukrainian cities. Residential buildings engulfed in flames after explosive drones and missiles bombarded Lviv. Killing at least seven people and injuring more than 30, including children, say local officials. It comes just a day after one of the deadliest Russian missile strikes of the war.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kula submitting his resignation today. A federal judge has rejected Donald Trump's request to intervene in his New York hush money criminal case, sentencing on the more than 30 felonies he was convicted of, scheduled for later this month. The British government is out with a damning report on the Grenfell Tower fire that killed 72 people. It says regulations were ignored by both the government and the construction industry. This is ABC News. Fraud charges filed against a former top aide to New York Governor Kathy Hochul. ABC's Aaron Katursky says Linda's son is accused of acting as an agent for China. Some of the allegations include trying to make changes to official statements.
Even small details like word changes, like references to Taiwan or the portrayal of China in official statements or documents, seemingly small, innocuous things, but federal prosecutors say they warranted those criminal charges and were significant enough to the Chinese that they were willing to pay millions of dollars in kickbacks.
Less than a week after being shot in the chest during a robbery, San Francisco 49ers rookie Ricky Pearsall paying a visit to the team's training facility. This is his teammate, Jake Brendel.
Absolutely amazing what happened, to be honest. I mean, it's a one in 100, one in 200, one in 300 chance of surviving that sort of injury.
He's expected to miss at least four games. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study finds most people in Wisconsin already have PFAS in their bloodstreams. James Kelly reports.
A new study from the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health examined over 600 participants and found the strongest link between high PFAS levels and lifestyle in older men who eat freshly caught fish. Scientists say they didn't see any surprising patterns, and there was no evidence that eating fresh fish was the cause of the higher levels at this time. I'm James Kelly.
President Biden is coming back to Wisconsin for the first time since he dropped his re-election bid. The White House confirms the president will stop in Westby on Thursday. The White House says President Biden will talk about prescription drug costs, clean energy, and advanced manufacturing. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This past Sunday, Pike Lake had its annual fun day. We spoke with Manny Stein, a former fire chief of the Pike Lake Fire Department, about the event and the good it's done for the fire department.
It was a good feeling when you go to bed at night, that you got 18, 20 guys waiting for their pager to go off to come and assist you.
You know?
It's a big deal.
Well, that's good, because I heard the event. This event brings a lot of funding in, and yeah, I heard Sig telling me about your new van over there.
Yeah, we're staying on top of all of our debts. This fund day really helps.
This full interview, along with an article, will be available online at 98qcountry.com. And don't forget, you can sign up for a newsletter at 98qcountry.com/newsletter. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach Matt LaFleur says Green Bay can get off to a good start this week.
This is a great stage to be on. We're going to be the only game on in the world, and you get to go do it in a place that's never been done before. So it's a great opportunity for our guys to go out there and show what they're all about.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. Louis got 3 runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Again, for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms late. Our low mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thundershowers in the low 70s. And then a little taste of fall with highs in the 60s by Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
98 Q Country.
Out of thing, say some vows and spread their wings and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style, just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing. Side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love. Buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. Well, it sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
I don't know if you were looking at me or not. You probably smile like that all the time. I don't mean to bother you, but I couldn't just walk by and not say hi. And I know your name, cause everybody in here knows your name. You're not looking for anything right now, so I don't wanna come on strong. Don't get me wrong, your eyes are so intimidating. My heart is pounding, but it's just a conversation. No, girl, I'm not a wasted. You don't know me, I don't know you, but I want to. And I don't want to steal your freedom. I don't want to change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just want to take your time. I don't want to wreck your Friday. I ain't gonna waste my life. I don't have to take your heart. I just want to take your time. And I know it starts with hello, and the next thing you know, you try to be nice, and some guy's getting too close, trying to pick you up, trying to get you to run. And I'm sure one of your friends is about to come over here, cause she's supposed to save you from random guys that talk too much and wanna stay too long. It's the same old song and dance, but I think you know it well. You could've rolled your ass, told me to go to hell. Could've walked away, but you're still here, and I'm still here. Come on, let's see where it goes. I don't wanna steal your freedom.
wanna take your time. I don't have to meet your mother. We don't have to cross that line. I don't wanna steal your covers. I just wanna take your time. I just wanna take your time. I don't wanna blow your phone up. I just wanna blow your mind. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time. No, I ain't gotta call you, baby. And I ain't gotta call you mine. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time.
The hottest stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're back. Your shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down. Gonna kiss me all night. Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I love you a lot. I think we got a real good shot. Are you gonna kiss me all night? So we planned it all out for the middle of June. From the wedding cake to the honeymoon, and your mama cried when you walked down the aisle. When the preacher man said, say I do, I did, you did too. Then I looked at that veil and saw your pretty smile, and I said, are you gonna kiss me or not? Look at all the love that we got. It ain't never gonna stop. Are you gonna kiss me or not? Yeah, baby, I love you a lot. I really think we got a shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not?
We'll be right back.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
DAQ Country and Winona, no one else on earth. Joel here on the morning show on a Wednesday, 4th day of September, 9-4 of 24, and I hope you are well. The weather should be good, some rain possible. Tomorrow looks like we could get some. Other than that, the rest of the week and the weekend should be just fine. Some of the, late summer bug going around. Several people I know, not feeling well, a little bit of the bug, so hopefully your family is staying healthy. Kids going back to school, we know what that means, of course. So, yeah, the whole thing seems to spread once that all happens. We have Reality Radio today, not a whole lot going on. We're going to talk a little Packers, little Vikings, little Bears, little Lions, little football as the NFL season gets going for the Packers on Friday night in Brazil, and we'll have that for you. And we put a post in our social media just to make everybody aware that Friday night's game will not be on your free TV. I'm talking about Even on your paid TV, it won't be on. All right. If you have DirecTV, if you have Dish Network, if you have Spectrum, whatever, wherever you get your TV, this game will not be on there. You're saying, Joel, how can it not be on there? Well, it's on Peacock, which is NBC's streaming channel. You know, Joel, what does that mean? Well, you got your regular on-air channel. You know, your NBCs, your CBSs, all that stuff. That's, you know, the regular through the air. You can put up an antenna if you're close enough and get that. Well, this Peacock is streaming only. That means you can only get it through the computer or a smart TV that has the ability to have the app on there. And you're saying, Joel, what's a smart TV? We should do a class on this. So basically, the Peacock channel is a subscription only. It's $7.99 a month. Now, you can pay that $7.99 and then you can cancel it right away the next day and you'll just be charged for the 1 month. It's like $8.50 after tax. So it's a double pay-per-view game is what it is, because we already were leaned into the pay-per-view, got to have ESPN, got to have, you know, this and that. So now it's a double pay-per-view. We did the pay-per-view thing to get the TV. We're paying for the cable. We're paying for the satellite. But now we got to pay again, because the NFL continues to find ways to increase their revenue and expand their revenue stream. And with the popularity of football, they'll keep pushing it until fans say, you know what, I think that's enough. I don't think I want to do that. So you got a couple of options. You have three options for Friday night's Packer game. Number one, you can just listen to it right here. We'll have it for you live on 98Q. Now, we can't stream that on the app, our app. We can't stream that on our website because, again, that's a revenue thing with the NFL. We can only put it on our airwaves, 98.3 FM on a radio. So we'll have that for you. So you can listen to it on the radio. Now, if you're bound and determined to watch it on television, you can subscribe to Peacock through your TV. If you got a smart TV, you search for that Peacock app. You got to go in there. You got to create an account. You got to give them your firstborn's favorite brand of soda, blood type, and four different types of identification. And you got to create an account, and then you got to put your credit card in there, of course, and pay for it, because they're not going to take cash, or you can't send them anything. So you got to create all that, all right? And then you got to write yourself a note to be sure and remember to cancel Peacock within the next 30 days. Otherwise, they'll charge you $8.49 again. So you can get the app if you like, and you can do that through your TV. Or you can go to your local establishment, all right? So if you here's my tip. If the whole app thing does nothing for you, and you're just like, I can't do that, I don't have that, I don't want to, all right. So I think you're down to two options now. You listen to it on the radio. You just snuggle up next to the radio, listen to Wayne Larrabee and Larry McCarron, or you just go to a local establishment. You know, go to your favorite watering hole, and they'll most likely have the game on. If they don't, give them a call. I'm sure they probably will. We told you a few years ago it was going to get harder. This whole watching the NFL was going to get harder. And if you think it's going to get easier than this, well, you're wrong. There's Amazon games coming too and all that stuff. They continue to spread the love. And on top of all that, they're in Brazil. So hopefully the broadcast from Brazil will go smoothly. Packers in Brazil seems like a fish out of water, but they'll make it work. CompleteRainGutter.com. They've had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years now. Check them out. Get your quote. CompleteRainGutter.com is where you check that out. We have Reality Radio. Again, not a whole lot going on. We're going to see if we can hook up with our athletic director, Darren Patterson, this morning to talk Schwamigan sports. I think Courtney's going to be in from the chamber to talk about a few things going on with the Park Falls Chamber. We're going to break down the football season during the 8 o'clock hour. I'm not sure if anybody will join me. If not, I have some interesting analytics. I have analytics as to why Viking and Packer fans don't see eye to eye. Why the rivalry is real between Viking and Packer fans. And we'll talk about that this morning. I may be talking to myself. We'll see if anybody else comes in and has any interest in joining thoughts on that. Today's Newspaper Carrier Day, by the way. Newspaper Carrier Day. We celebrate the days when That used to be the job for kids. They would get up early. Some kids. They would get up early before school. They would hop on their bike and they would ride around town and they would chuck the newspapers out to the to your doorstep. Now, of course, basically newspaper, that happens like every 3 seconds now, right? The newspaper hits your, your front, well, it doesn't hit your front doorstep, but it technically hits your inbox. It's constant. Mail is constant now. So the newspaper carrier, I want to say, is done. I'm sure there's some places where they still maybe do this, but it's probably just somebody hanging on there. So today we celebrate the tradition that is gone of the newspaper carrier, which, you know, the job of a paper delivery boy doesn't seem too bad in the summertime, but the wintertime, oh my. Oh my, that's difficult. Throwing a white newspaper into a snowdrift doesn't seem like... It'll work real well, even with the plastic bag around it. So a guy from the Edmonton Oilers hockey team now becomes the NHL's highest paid player, $14 million a year for Leon Draisaitl, $14 million a year, which is still a drop in the bucket compared to what did Steph just sign for? $80 million, whatever that is. It's reliant on TV revenue, of course. Boy, Phoenix, Arizona hit 100 degrees for the 100th straight day. I had to pause because I didn't think that was written correctly. Phoenix, Arizona has had a high temperature of 100 degrees for 100 straight days. 100 straight. Yeah, I got my new jock wall up here. Hang on. Living in a van, I can't find the one I want. I'm so lost. I'll just hit that one. I'm so lost here. Yeah. I'm just gonna keep hitting them until I hit. That's not the one.
You know, nothing grinds my gears worse than some chowderhead who doesn't know when to keep a big tramp shut.
Oh, that's not the one.
You're gonna end up eating a steady diet.
Oh, that's not the.
Cheese.
That's not the one.
You get nothing.
That's not the one.
You lose.
The one I wanted didn't. Oh, all right. Joel's Counseling Service available. So 100 straight days of 100. It was supposed to be Vince Lombardi saying, "What the hell's going on out here?" That's what it was supposed to be. 100 straight days of 100 degrees in Phoenix, Arizona. The climate change thing, of course, seems to be pretty evident in some parts of the country. Not up here. I mean, is it just me or just do summers seem like they're the same? They're definitely not warmer up here. I don't know if it's because we're closer to the Great Lakes or what's going on there. But 100 straight days of 100-plus high temperatures. That's, pardon my French, but that's hell. I mean, that's it. Isn't it? I mean, just let's be honest. Let's get you updated on what's going on. Twice an hour, we provide a news and sports update, and ABC gets us going right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky shaking up his cabinet as the Russians strike more targets in western Ukraine. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Kyiv.
Russia launching a brutal assault on Ukrainian cities. Residential buildings engulfed in flames after explosive drones and missiles bombarded Lviv. Killing at least 7 people and injuring more than 30, including children, say local officials. It comes just a day after one of the deadliest Russian missile strikes of the war.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kula submitting his resignation today. A federal judge has rejected Donald Trump's request to intervene in his New York hush money criminal case. Sentencing on the more than 30 felonies he was convicted of scheduled for later this month. The British government is out with a damning report on the Grenfell Tower fire that killed 72 people. It says regulations were ignored by both the government and the construction industry. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is touring public schools in Wisconsin. More from Lisa Hale.
Cordona kicked off the Back to School Bus Tour with the theme of fighting for public education.
Every student across the country should have access to a high-quality public school.
Cardona visited Jackson Elementary School in Green Bay and in the Oneida Nation, Oneida Elementary. He's touring schools in Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. I'm Lisa Hale.
A marathon swimmer is trying to cross Lake Michigan again. Jim Dreyer tried a few weeks ago, but his GPS malfunctioned and he accidentally got off course. He left the Michigan shore again Monday night and hopes to make it to Milwaukee later this week. He actually made it across the Big Lake one other time in 1998. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
98Q Country.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermea, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Road construction is continuing over in Oneida County. The work on Stephen Street to Pollyanna Road is expected to be completed very soon on September 6th, and the pavement replacement and intersection upgrades on Highway 17 North to County P are expected to be finishing on September 20th. But for the moment, traffic will be detoured to County P and Highway 17, and US 8 will be closed. Iron and Vilas counties are also continuing construction, with crews replacing and repairing culverts, replacing the curb and gutter, milling and overlaying asphalt pavement, installing centerline rumble strips, and upgrading pavement markings from County W to Weber Creek Bridge. Crews will be paving the graded area north of Mercer and Trail Crossing, landscaping the remaining areas, and begin milling and paving starting on the south end of Mercer. Motorists will encounter one-lane flagging operations throughout the project, but this project is expected to be completed this month. I'm Austin Bermea, and this has been Civic Media News.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach Matt LaFleur says Green Bay can get off to a good start this week.
This is a great stage to be on. We're going to be the only game on in the world, and you get to go do it in a place that's never been done before. So it's a great opportunity for our guys to go out there and show what they're all about.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. Louis got 3 runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. In for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It's time to seize the moment. Trust the team at Round Lake Marina to get you on the water with dock and lift installation services and premium boat rental and sales. They carry the brands you love. Sea Arc, Godfrey, Nautique, Candoc, Shore Station, and Pure Pleasure. They're raising the bar for your summer experience, ensuring endless fun and relaxation on the water. Live free, have fun. Visit us at 12480 County Road B in Hayward, Wisconsin, or online at RowlLakeMarina.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
The smarter way to treat your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance. Always moving forward together.
Save big money on storage solutions at Menards. VersaTube offers thousands of steel carport and shelter options to protect your car, boat, or yard equipment. Their quick slip frame connections provide easy assembly and are available in 22 steel roofing and siding colors. Save big on VersaTube storage solutions at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to JD Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms late. Our low mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thundershowers in the low 70s. And then a little taste of fall with highs in the 60s by Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
98Q Country.
I just met you a couple hours ago. My last night in town, hey, wouldn't you know? I'd get hooked on a girl with blue diamond eyes down here in Mexico. Oh, now.
You got
I'm saying one more night would be more than all right with me. So hold on, baby, 'cause you got the soul and you know how to use it. Put your hand on my hip, 'cause you know that I lose it. You got my heart racing like there's nothing to it. Falling in love to the beat of the music. We're falling in love to the beat of the music. Beat of the music.
I'ma need some whiskey glasses.
Or getting ready to party.
And there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
They say this town stars stay up all night. Well, I the glow of the neon lights, and it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn.
Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. Please don't worry, 'cause I'm all right. See, I'm playing here.
Promise fancy cars and diamond rings and all sorts of shiny things, but girl, you'll remember what your knees are for.
Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. Well, I love
Sugarland, Jennifer Nettles, 98Q. We'll talk a little bit about some high school sports from the past few days. We'll do that during Reality Radio. Logger volleyball team been very, very busy. And the Shawamigan cross-country team also in action. So we'll talk about some of that stuff coming up in Reality Radio. Also, a Packer-Viking analysis. Why do Packers and Vikings, why is there a rivalry? Why do Packer fans not like the Vikings? Why do Viking fans not like the Packers? We'll give you some analysis of that, some morning show guy analysis on why I think the rivalry is a pretty good one. We have Brewer Baseball coming up for you today. Things are getting kind of surly in Major League Baseball, aren't they? The White Sox. Oh, the White Sox are the worst team maybe ever. There was the Mets back in like, what, 60, what was that, 78, whatever that was, 69, whatever that was. They lost like 120 games. The White Sox, I was watching a highlight of their game last night. They're the worst team probably record-wise ever, probably going to go down as the worst team in the history of Major League Baseball. So that's hard to watch, and teams are getting a little surly. It's been a long baseball season. A rather high percentage of the players and teams are out. They don't have a chance to win the division. And so they're the last few weeks can get kind of ugly. The Brewers and the Twins are still there. The Cubs are still battling, too, maybe trying to get a wild card spot. That's a bit of an outside shot. We'll have Brewer Baseball for you. Coming up today, a little bit later on this afternoon, a 98Q Country. That is a 640 first pitch from AmFam Field. Your home of the Brewers, your home of the Packers from Brazil. Friday night is right here at 98Q.
I went and bought the biggest bottle they got, cause you're gone. Drop the needle on a vinyl and cry to an old haggard song. Sitting there. You don't roll off my tongue. Since you poured our love down the sink, I think I'll just stay here and drink. I tell myself that I should quit, but I don't listen to drunks. Tennessee and Kentucky, 'cause you ain't here to love me. I drink. Now that there's nothing
If I had to live without you, what kind of life would that be? Oh, I need you in my arms, need you to hold. You're my world, my heart, my soul. If you ever leave, baby, you would take away. There'd be no world left.